Thanks for tuning in to the Lean 911 podcast, where you'll have a voice directly from the Gemba. I will rely on my three decades of Lean successes, as well as my failures, to answer your most challenging questions regarding your Lean transformation. I'm your host, Mark DeLuzio, President and CEO of Lean Horizons Consulting, and the principal architect of the Danaher Business System. Looking forward to your questions. Now, let's go to the Gemba. Hi, Mark DeLuzio here for episode 34 on the Lean 911 podcast. I'd like to talk to you today about delivery metrics. This is something that I get a lot of questions on and, quite frankly, get a lot of pushback on companies who choose to, measure on-time delivery the way they do. And the controversy comes down between, do I measure on-time delivery to my promised date to the customer or to the customer's request date? And the thing I always insisted on when we put the Danaher Business System together is that we're going to measure based on what matters to the customer. We're going to measure to their request date. Now, with this comes all kinds of pushback. Here are the things you're going to hear. Our customers may call us tonight at 8 o'clock and want it tomorrow morning at eight in the morning. Okay. And by the way, most companies who give you that kind of pushback, you ask the question, how often does that happen? Okay, we know stuff happens, right? We know that there's emergencies. We got all that. Is this a normal occurrence? Because if it is a normal occurrence, I'm going to suggest to you that your sales and operations planning process is broken. You're getting blindsided. Your sales force doesn't know what's going on with your customer base. And you're getting blindsided. So no, accepting that, yeah, once in a while, you might get that. There's no question about it. But no, your on-time delivery metrics should reflect customer request date. Now, here's the rub on that. If your customer says, hey, I need it on the 15th, and you say, well, our lead times are such, and we can't get it to you until the 30th. And let's just say that, okay, you do get them to them on the 30th. You mark yourself green on your bowling chart, and you pat yourself on the back, and everybody's happy. Meanwhile, the customer is marking you red. And sooner or later, the customer doesn't go to you anymore. They go find somebody who can get it to them on the 15th, okay? So again, keeping this in front of us is important to measure ourselves the way the customer measures you, okay? Now, the other pushback I get is this. If we measure to request date, you know how bad our numbers are going to look? Okay, so we need to construct KPIs and delivery metrics to make us look good, regardless of what the customer may think, right? No. Yeah, we know it's going to make you look bad. We had an acquisition that I worked with, and they told me their on-time delivery was 98%, the promise date. And when I went back and had them recalculate their on-time delivery to request date, it was in the 30s. Okay. Now, of course, we got to train our customer service people to be able to ask for the right date and record the right date. All right. But at the end of the day, our metrics don't always reflect reality. All right. So you're going to get that kind of pushback as well. Now, one of the other things is when you look at how we calculate all these numbers, whether it's promise date or request date, I'm sure many of you have ordered packages from Amazon, right? And Amazon will tell you when it's going to be delivered at your doorstep. And they're usually right. Once in a while, it gets screwed up. Okay, fine. But it says, hey, it's going to be there on Friday, the 13th or whatever, right? How many companies do you know measure on-time delivery based on when they ship it? So let's say that the request date even is the 15th. And if they ship it on the 14th and say, okay, well, but it takes 3 days to get to the customer. Let's say they're on the East Coast to the West Coast. That's a late shipment. It's not when you ship it. It's when the customer receives it. So put yourself in your own set of shoes and think about Amazon. If Amazon gave you a delivery date of Friday and you didn't get it to the following Monday, but the guys at Amazon are sitting there saying, hey, wait a minute, I shipped it on Friday, so I'm on time. It's off my back, right? No, it's not off your back. So that's one of the other errors I see in how people calculate this. I also see, quite frankly, calculating on-time delivery based on partial shipments. So if there's a customer order, let's just say it has 10 parts on it, and one part out of 10 doesn't get shipped, and let's just assume everything else is on time, they'll count that as 90% on-time delivery. No, it's not 90%. It's zero. That's how we calculated it at Danaher. It's zero. Think about it. How many people have put together a gas grill? By the way, I've done it once and I'll never do it again. There's 1,000 parts to a gas grill. Okay. Well, maybe they're not 1,000. I'll bet you any money there's at least 200 parts when you count all the screws and bolts and everything else. Okay. And this actually happened to me once. I bought a gas grill and I was putting it together and I got to the end and a critical part was missing. Okay. And it took me 5 hours to put this darn thing together. By the way, you're buying a gas grill for 25 bucks, have the store put it together for you. They'll even deliver it. Okay. And take your old one away. But anyway, it took me 5 hours to build this thing. I mean, it had parts everywhere and had it all spread out on my deck and all that. And I got to the very end and there was a missing part. So can you actually say, well, Mark, you know, we got 199 of the parts out of the 200 there. So what is that? That's, you know, over 99% on-time delivery, right? We got it all to you. Come on, Mark. So I brought it back to the store and the guy says, okay, well, you can just take another gas grill. I go, no, you're going to open up a gas grill and give me the part I need. I'm not going to go through another 5 hours of putting this stupid thing together, right? I actually even had a, you talk about quality metrics. I might want to delve into that for a minute. And count, how do we count quality, right? Well, if there's 20,000 parts in an automobile and your steering wheel falls off and you count that as, hey, 19,999 over 20,000, and you calculate your PPM in that regard, the customer sitting there, that's one out of one, man. You're zero, okay? So these metrics have to be in concert with how the customer thinks, all right? Not how it makes us look good, not how, we think the customer is so darn unreasonable, because a lot of times they're unreasonable because our processes are broken. The sales and operations planning, some people call it PSYOP. They throw inventory in there, okay, is a reason why we don't have a good feel for the marketplace and we're getting bombarded with requests that we think are unreasonable. Well, geez, if a customer calls me and wants to do business with me and I'm viewing that as unreasonable, I think I got to check my attitude at the door and figure out what's going on there, right? So on-time delivery. We would allow people to record and look at promise date all they wanted, but we ignored it. We always looked at request date. And that was a non-negotiable, by the way. Just like in the previous episode, I talked about chairs in a cell. It was a non-negotiable that you had to record the customer request date. Okay? And that's the only way you get better. Is it going to make you look bad? Well, if you have a blameless environment, it shouldn't. You should welcome those issues so that you can get better in the eyes of your customer and grow your business, okay? So anyway, customer request date, this was episode 34, on-time delivery to request versus promise. Hopefully this was helpful to you. Remember, these KPIs, these metrics that we put together, they need to help us solve problems, right? Not hide problems. They need to help us get better, not make us look good when we're really not looking good in the eyes of the customer, right? So keep that in mind as you put these things together. And as an old boss of mine, Bob Pentland, said, the vice president of operations for Jake Brake back in 1997, he would say, make it ugly, okay? Make it ugly. That's the only way you're going to get better. Okay. All right. Mark DeLuzio, episode 34, on-time delivery metrics, request to promise. Email me at mark@lean911.com, mark@lean911.com. And go to lean911.com for all of our episodes. We post right now two a month, one on the 1st, one on the 15th. Email me with your comments, your questions, your experiences with this. I'd love to hear it. And we'll see you next time. Okay? Thanks. Thanks for listening to the Lean 911 podcast. I'll be happy to address your questions or feedback on future episodes. Email me at mark@lean911.com. You can check out our other episodes by visiting our website at lean911.com, our YouTube channel, wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your host, Mark DeLuzio. Thanks for listening.